Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty fired up in that moment. What were you feeling?
Obviamente, tú estabas muy emocionado en ese momento. ¿Qué tú te sentiste ahí?
Nada, me sentí bien contento. Me sentí bien contento porque pudimos tomar la ventaja en el octavo inning. Sabía que Sugar iba a seguir en el juego y eso nos dio confianza.
You know, I was excited. I was super excited for the moment. Obviously, because we took the lead in that eighth inning, and I knew that Sugar was coming into the game and he was going to stay in the game. So it gave us the best chance to win there.
What did you yell at the guys in the dugout?
¿Qué fue lo que tú dijiste? ¿Qué fue lo que tú le vociaste a ellos en el
dugout? Yo dije, vamos coño, así como un venezolano. ¿Qué fue lo que dije?
No, I just said, let's go. Let's go.
You guys lost the wild card lead Sunday with that loss. What's it mean to get it back again tonight?
Que perdimos la ventaja en el wild card el domingo y cómo se siente para poder agarrar esa ventaja de nuevo.
Nada, nos sentimos contentos. Yo creo que nosotros no estamos enfocados en lo que está pasando. Yo creo que no tenemos el control de venir para acá y ganar todos los días, ¿no? El control que tenemos nosotros es solamente venir para acá al 100% y esperemos que el resultado sea el mejor para nosotros.
We're excited. We're excited that we're back in the lead. But at the same time, we come out here each and every day and we try to take over that type of control. There are a lot of things that we can't control, but we can come out here and try to control the outcome, the way that we play, the effort that we put in, and hopefully the outcome would be that we win these games.
What did you see from Peterson?
¿Qué fue lo que tuviste de Peterson?
Yo creo que no estuvo muy consistente en la zona. Se puso abajo en la zona varias veces y yo creo que eso no lo ayudó mucho, pero él es un gran pitcher y yo creo que la próxima salida va a ser muy buena para él y él sabe que sí, le queda una salida más este año y yo creo que va a ser su mejor salida.
Yeah, I think the issue today was he wasn't consistently in the zone, and he fell behind in some counts because of that. But at the same time, I think Petey's a great pitcher, and I think he's got one more outing left, and I know and I'm confident in him that he's going to be able to go out there and put out a great outing to end the season for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.